Welcome, everyone. It's RP Jimmy, along with Bill, and welcome. It is the first Switch live stream of WrestleQuest. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of looking forward to this.
So we will be on for at least 2 hours here. Why don't we give a recap? Because it's a little confusing in that... Hold on, I'm just making sure I'm being seen here, making sure all my stuff is on. Okay, here we go, yes, now I see. For some reason, I wasn't seeing the video before. Anyway, why don't you give a recap of what you remember is going on in this game? It's been a while since we played this game.
Yeah, it has. So, what we've been through, we're right now with Brink Logan. Well, actually, it's kind of a mix, because we got Brink Logan here, and he and his brother are at this military camp, and this is to pay homage to the greatest military wrestler of all time, Sergeant Slaughter. Mm-hmm. And
do you remember what we're doing? Because I actually do.
We were supposed to go to a base, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
There was a...
But why are we going to the base?
Because it's like the final match of a promotion, I think.
Nope.
No? What was it?
We're finding his itty bitty bullshit bag or whatever.
Oh, that's right, the itty bitty bag.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. We have to go to a maze. Now, other things we're going to talk about during this particular. Okay, Bill's just testing out the chat right now, so I'll let him back. All right, very good. All right, so we have some dialogue here. So, what do you think, cuz?
Oh, they're cousins. Okay.
I don't think they're... Maybe they are. I don't know.
It looks like the place is relatively unguarded, but those spotlights scare me.
Oh, that's right. He's Brett.
Yep. We figured that out a couple... times ago.
Well, I have to mention that this is why this might be a little confusing for people, because this is video 10 technically, but we didn't release 3 to 9 yet, because this is basically turning into a Twitch series instead of a YouTube series.
Right.
So from now on, me and Bill will start doing only on Twitch. And by the way, anyone who's watching and wants to get involved, feel free to join in, official RP Jimmy, and... if you become a new subscriber, you can choose a topic that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
So,
and we do have a topic that we will discuss a little later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about live collision results and the Wrestling Observer Awards that came out.
Because I have a gripe with one of the categories.
And I'll tell you right now, I know Josiah is supposed to join me in the chat. Or at least he said he was going to. And I believe he has an official vote in that.
Yeah, he does.
So
I saw his ballot a little while ago, about a month, maybe 2 months ago.
Wait, you saw who he voted for?
Yeah.
Even more interesting. All right,
but anyway,
Brink Logan.
All right, they're most likely linked to the automated defenses the sniper mentioned. In any event, we better split up so we can hit that 3-part entry system. I can't wait for the fish to talk.
I don't even remember the oh, this, that's right, it's this thing again. Let's split the party. Brink. I mean, what am I splitting on? You can only do...
Yeah, it doesn't make...
Fine. I mean, I can only do one of each anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. One of them gets LF font. Forgot about that. All right, I guess I'll give him a left font. Sorry.
Excuse me.
A left font. And Stag will be down here. Now what? Why? I feel like it's not letting me do anything.
Oh, hi, Josiah.
Oh, he's here, okay. All right, so you want to talk about, like... Well, first I got to figure out, why isn't this not working here? Fine, whatever, let's just go. Gee, there it is. The itty bitty ditty bag is what we're
doing. Yay, the itty bitty ditty bag.
Okay, Josiah, how are you doing today? Let's try to figure this out first, actually.
Alright, so.
Okay, I guess I'm getting into a battle. So why don't you tell me, let's start off by what happened on Collision so far.
Alright, so right now, we have a tag team match in progress.
FTR... Well, no, tell me what happened at the beginning.
Oh. Give me a moment.
Okay. Unless Josiah's been watching and you want to clue us in.
Let's see. Okay, so they started with Powerhouse Hobbs and Sammy Guevara in a no DQ match, and that's all I have. Like, I don't have results at the moment.
By the way, Josiah, how's the sound going on here? Someone said the opening's very good. Okay.
Oh, man. I gotta turn to MeTV.
Wait, why are you turning on MeTV? Isn't that like Green Acres and...
Well, okay, so I'm trying to find results, and apparently Jim Cornette and Victoria are on Sven Gulli tonight.
Oh my god, why? Why is that happening?
Well, I think it's an old episode, so...
That doesn't make things any better.
I want to watch horror movies, motherfucker!
Okay, so we need to figure out this what we're doing here, too, by the way.
All right. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's get focused here. All right, so... Sounds like your first opponent, you beat, like, George Washington, or it looked like it was George Washington, I don't know.
I mean, the enemies aren't really that strong, so that's good. But
yeah,
eventually that's going to add up. And I mean, do me a favor, just go on YouTube if you can and look up WrestleQuest full walkthrough and try to find this area.
Okay.
And then after this, after you do that, then we'll go over the Observer Awards.
WrestleQuest walkthrough. Go.
I'm also surprised I would not have sent you this on an email.
You know what it might be? You might have sent it to me and I accidentally deleted it, which is a lot.
Wow. It's pretty garbage of you.
I know. I'm kind of a garbage person.
GameFAQs will have a good walkthrough as well, but not in video form. Yeah, we kind of need a video form. Again, I had one, and Bill had it, but I think we just heard what just happened.
Well, okay, so the one you sent me is part two, with, I think we've been through this, so really I need part three, which is fortunately right here.
I mean, so far I think I'm navigating pretty well myself, without your help. So, Josiah, how's your day going so far, by the way?
So, I believe I'm at where you are now.
Okay, good. So, keep that up, and once I get stuck, you'll chime in.
All right.
A good restful day. Good job, Josiah. A day of rest, even though I thought that's supposed to be Sundays.
Yeah, but it could be on Saturdays as well.
Okay. Alright, let's get to the first Observer Award.
Alright, how do you want to do this? Do you want to go through, like, the major categories or the minor categories?
Well, how many awards are there for this awards? I don't really know.
I think it's, like, over 25.
All right, so I don't know if we're going to go through all of the 25.
Yeah, we're not going to go through all of them. Because some of them
unless
are like
unless we're dying for time, but...
Yeah, let me skip through... Okay, I'll start with this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Feud of the Year. So the winner was Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline.
Okay. Was that really like a year's worth, though?
See, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Adam Page at Swerve Strickland was second.
I mean, I think that went longer, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Josiah said just do the majors first.
All right. You know what? We'll do the majors first. We'll be nice. It's Josiah's nice. All right. Wrestler of the Year. Will Ospreay won that category. Cody Rhodes was second. MJF third.
Okay. Oh, so Josiah voted BCC
versus the Elite. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good pick.
See, I'm not tuned in as much as I used to be, so it's kind of hard for me to say, like, I agree or I disagree.
Right. Like, the couple matches I saw with Will, he was really good. I didn't see a lot. I know Josiah's gonna praise Ospreay, but... let's see, Roman Reigns was fourth, Bryan Danielson was fifth. That's your top five.
Okay.
Then the most outstanding wrestler, which I'll have to figure out why we have Wrestler of the Year and Most Outstanding Wrestler, but that's for another time. Will Ospreay won that award. Bryan Danielson was second, Kenny Omega third, Zack Sabre Jr. fourth.
Okay.
Tag Team of the Year. FTR won the award, followed by Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and then Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi from New Japan.
All right.
Best on interviews. I actually like this choice. Eddie Kingston won this one.
I like Eddie Kingston.
MJF second, Christian Cage third, John Moxley fourth, Cody Rhodes fifth.
All right, solid.
Yeah, that's a solid. You couldn't go wrong with the top three.
Yeah, I have no problem with any of them being considered.
All right, promotion of the year. Oh boy, let's see how Jim reacts to this. WWE is the winner.
Okay. It's a little surprising, I guess, from the Observer Awards, at least.
AEW second, New Japan third.
I mean, like, I'm definitely not as interested in AEW as I used to be, so... And it's not like I'm going watching WWE right now, either, because I still think they have the same problems that I've always had with them for the past 10 years, which is... Always pushing the part-timers, too many belts, although that's any pro wrestling promotion these days.
Right.
Okay, not so yeah.
Not with college championship wrestling.
Oh, that's right.
I do want to point this out, because I mentioned this on my podcast, that wrestling show. This is the first time WWE's won in this category since 2000.
Okay.
Just wanted to point that out.
Hmm.
Best weekly TV show. Dynamite won that category. Collision second. SmackDown third. You know what? I am fine with Dynamite. Because Dynamite, for the most part, consistently has good stuff on it. Like, every once in a while, they'll hit a hiccup in the road and they'll have a bad episode. But, yeah, I think Dynamite's still the best wrestling show.
I mean, in fairness, Dynamite's literally the only wrestling show I watch on a weekly basis right now.
And then even with the whole thing, you know, Punk leaving and that the fact Collision finished second, that's kind of a...
Surprise.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Match of the Year. This was one of the ones I was looking forward to the most, because there were a lot of really good matches this year. So the winning match was Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay from the Tokyo
Dome. Okay.
Second place was the rematch of Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay from Toronto.
Okay.
Third place was MJF and Bryan Danielson, the Iron Man match.
It's weird, I had zero interest in that match, just because I'm like, duh, of course MJF is going to win.
That was a hell of a match. Like, I guess part of it for me maybe was because I had watched the Iron Man match for WrestleMania 12 like a few days before.
Okay.
And it just, like, time-wise was perfect for me. So, Josiah said that he voted for the rematch of Ospreay and Omega. Which is probably, if I had cared to vote, that probably would be the one I would have voted for.
Okay.
That or the triple threat match with Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre, which finished 10th on this list here.
See, and that three-way sounds like it would be horrible. Like, none of those three do sound like they, or that I remember, do anything very exciting.
Like, I could see your point as someone that doesn't watch wrestling as much, and I really do. Gunther is the guy who is like maybe top 3-5 wrestlers in the world. His promo skills aren't really the best, but it's one of those times where it's acceptable, like it's okay.
Sure.
It's kind of like Bret Hart in a way.
Okay. Here's my problem, though. I believe all of that. I definitely all of that. But the other two, I don't associate with, like, oh, these guys are the other half of a great match.
Right. No, I understand. Okay, so let's continue on here. Okay, so now we're into the minor category. U.S. Canada MVP. Yes, they do regions now for these.
I did not know that, by the way.
Yeah, they start. I'm looking at the list. 2018 is when they started, so it hasn't been terrible. Cody Rhodes finished first. Bryan Danielson second. MJF third. Japan. I'll mention it because Josiah's on. Will Ospreay won that award. The Japanese
MVP. What was that? Because Josiah's on, so if he wasn't on, you wouldn't have mentioned it?
I don't know. Maybe I would. Okada finished second, and Tetsuya Naito third. The Mexico MVP was Místico. El Hijo del Vikingo was second. Rocky Romero third. Will Ospreay won the Europe MVP. El Hijo del Vikingo won the non-heavyweight MVP. Rhea Ripley won women's wrestling MVP.
Okay.
Alright. I mentioned Feud of the Year already, so we're good on that. The best box office draw for pro wrestling, Roman Reigns was the winner there. Cody Rhodes second, John Cena third.
For the year, John Cena? Well, I mean, Roman Reigns has probably been around just as much as Cena during the year.
Yeah,
That's my big problem with the thing of the year. Like, you should be around at least 75% of the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to win the year of anything. Hi, Ellie. Yeah, if you're going to win the year of anything, you gotta be there. Set, in my opinion.
I guess people were like, oh, John Cena's on TV. Okay, he gets a vote.
Oh, hell. Right.
Okay.
By the way, I might need your help here. Like, I really need someone at some point to look up a walkthrough here, because...
I have the clip. Okay. I have the video.
Okay, because, I mean, if we're not getting any progress in the next, I would say, 10 minutes, then we need to kind of review what we're doing wrong.
Okay, which, you know what, tell me when you're done with this match.
Well, you're watching it, you should know.
I've been going back. Anyway, okay, so let me see where you're at when you get done pinning this woman.
Yeah, I've got done pinning the woman. Luchagor wins again.
All right, let's see where you're at.
Here's where I am, by lots of spotlights.
Oh, like the, okay.
Like that Rihanna song.
So, the video that I had,
oh, is it Rihanna
he went the other way around.
Who?
The person, like the gameplay footage from the Blue Dragon. So you went up.
Well, here's what I did first. Here, I was Brink, and I turned the spotlight off over here. Then I switched to the Luchador.
Right.
And now here's where I'm at, and I'm stuck. Unless I have to go down here, and maybe I have to be Stag.
It's possible.
All right, let me try that. You can continue with the Observer Awards while I sort this out.
Yeah, because Josiah's like, not too many awards now. All right, most improved, Julia Hart won the award. Dominic Mysterio was second. I actually agree with that. I've seen a few of Julia Hart's matches. She's been really good. No relation to Bret Hart, Jim.
That's unfortunately because I was hoping that she would sing her cover version of Never Been the Right Time to Say Goodbye.
You know, she wasn't that bad of a singer.
That would make me such a Julia Hart fan if she's all of a sudden randomly, hell, do it in a creepy voice like, and it'd never been the right time to say goodbye.
She's a much better singer than Bill Goldberg.
That's right.
All right, most charismatic, MJF won that award. Bryan Danielson won his own award. The best technical wrestler.
That's so funny.
Which is named the Bryan Danielson Award. I love that. John Moxley won the Bruiser Brody Memorial Award for the best brawler.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
El Hijo del Vikingo won the best flying wrestler. They should change that name. It should be like best high flyer, not flying. I don't know. It's okay. Here we go. Here's
did we,
a fun.
Did we get to the one that you have a problem with, though?
Not yet, but we're close.
Okay.
All right. Most overrated.
Okay.
Sonata won the award. This list is pretty funny. Okay, so Sonata from New Japan won this award.
He was in TNA once, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roman Reigns was second by 5 votes.
Okay.
That's how close it is. The rest of the top 5, CM Punk, Tyrus, and MJF. Tyrus,
come on now. I was watching NWA when Tyrus was on. Guess who's not watching NWA anymore now that Tyrus is not champion? Me. They're one viewer, so.
Fox News probably helped the NWA more with Tyrus holding the belt than any other champion in the last.
Tyrus smash, Josiah. Tyrus smash. By the way, I saw Ellie was over there. Ellie, if you're still there, did you enjoy seeing Rhea Ripley apparently made again against Nia Jax? And Bill, I am going to need this walkthrough because I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Let me see now. Okay. Oh, darn you, Jay from Safe Light. Got an ad.
All right. Well, keep getting it ready while I try to figure it out myself, I guess. Josiah, do you have any ideas of how to solve this thing? Because I keep running into the same damn enemy.
Okay, so I looked at it. So stick with Luchador.
Okay.
Just keep going to the far right, and you'll find the next leg switch.
Okay. I just want to get some story here. I'm actually getting annoyed that we're 24 minutes in and we haven't gotten any story.
Right.
And what's going on in Collision?
Right now we got a 6-man tag going on. Featuring Jay White, Billy Gunn, and one of Billy's kids.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you which one.
I mean, I feel like me hearing you say the Collision results is reminding me why I don't really watch Collision anymore.
Well, I kind of want to see the Bryan Danielson Akiyama match, but that's my thing, so.
Alright, so you say go all the way right as him.
Yeah.
And of course, I get hit again.
Dang it.
I'm going to give us the next award while I fight then.
Alright, while we do that, most underrated, and I agree with the winner, Chad Gable. Chad Gable won that one. Kodosuke Takeshita second. Daniel Garcia third. Rookie of the Year. You're not going to know any of these names, but I'll... maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to say, who are you saying that... Were you underestimating?
Who am I to doubt LB?
Right.
Yuma Enzai won the award. Action Andretti finished second.
See, I know him.
Okay. You know his new gimmick now is he could, like, drink a small bottle of water in, like, 2 seconds.
I feel like I know other people in my everyday life that could probably do that. I'm not that impressed by that.
Aw. Well, it's only for his entry. And Megan Bain was third.
All right, so I knew Action Andretti.
Keep an eye on Megan Bain, though. She's going to be something real good.
The sister of Bain from Batman?
I mean, you could maybe do that gimmick. Wouldn't be the worst idea. Right. But I like her nickname. She's the Mega Sister.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. All right.
Going there. Every time I get into a fight, just continue the awards. That's how we'll do this.
Best non-wrestler, Don Callis won. Paul Heyman second. Prince Nana third. I'm glad Nana was in the top three. Best TV announcer. Excalibur was the winner. Ian Riccaboni second. Kevin Kelly third.
Okay.
Worst TV announcer. And there's one name that I'm going to say you will not believe was in the top three.
Okay.
Booker T won the award.
Rightfully so.
Kevin Patrick was second. And in third place, Jim Ross.
Wow, really?
I know! I mean, I like JR, but he's getting old. I'm not trying to be mean, but it's true. He's getting up there in age.
You're getting up there in age.
That sounds like something my nephews would say. You're getting up there in age!
It's true.
No, it is, but you know what I mean. Best major wrestling show, AEW Revolution won that, followed by Forbidden Door 2 and AEW All In. Night 1 of WrestleMania was 4th.
For what? What is it for?
The best major wrestling show.
Night 1, I don't know. Who was Night 1?
Of WrestleMania was 4th.
Yeah, who was Night 1?
Oh, that was Owens, Zayn, and the Usos.
Okay.
Worst major wrestling show. WWE Crown Jewel won the award.
I don't even know what was on there, but because it's Crown Jewel, I can already say that I probably heard that.
NWA Sam Hain was second. That's the first pay-per-view after Tyrus lost the belt, so...
the second pay-per-view after Tyrus lost the belt?
Or the first after, I meant.
Yeah, because they were mad because Tyrus wasn't champ.
Exactly. And AEW World's End finished third.
Yeah. All
right. Best wrestling maneuver, Will Ospreay's Hidden Blade won. with his Stormbreaker second and Kenny Omega's One Winged Angel third. Now, this category I just love because I think these are just, some of them are funny and just are ridiculous. The most disgusting promotional tactic.
Okay.
The winner of this is WWE enabling Vince McMahon and him being back in power / TKO keeping him in position of power.
All right, I can see that.
Second place was WWE continuing their relationship with Saudi Arabia. I feel like that's going to be up there every year until they're done.
Probably.
Let's just reserve a table for that.
Give it a lifetime achievement bid.
Yes! Josiah, when next time you talk to Meltzer, please give him that suggestion. The Lifetime Achievement Award. WWE continued relationship
with Saudi Arabia. Yeah, there you go. Done.
All right.
All settled.
Third place, NWA cocaine spot on pay-per-view. Oh, you don't know what we're talking about, do you?
No, I know. Hold on. I'm trying to figure this out because you said go all the way to the right, but I can't because this light is blocking me.
Okay, so maybe go down.
I can't. It's not letting me go down. That's what I'm saying. I think I'm stuck again. Let's see. This guy is over here, and unless, do I have to turn off this light? No.
Yeah, maybe.
No, that wasn't it because it didn't give me a prompt.
Gotta be. Okay, well, we know the lights are on the right side.
Like, see what I mean? Like, if I go to the right from where I'm standing right now, I'm gonna get another enemy. And
right.
I can't go up, because it wasn't letting me go here. And I can't go down, because it won't let me do that. Unless I have to go to the very top here, which I doubt. And I don't really want to risk it, because my health is like 40 right now.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, send the plaque to Hunter. I agree. Alright, we need to take a timeout from the awards, because otherwise we're not going to get anywhere in this game, so...
Okay, so I'm watching
Bill will watch, and I will hang out with the chat here. Hi, chat. How are you guys doing today? Bill, don't get distracted. Watch the damn video.
I'm watching the damn video. Shit. Okay,
so... Alright, Ellie's doing good. That's good. Josiah, how are you doing? How many awards does Bill have left after this to go over, by the way?
I have no idea. I'm trying to...
Bill, I wasn't asking you. I was asking the...
Shut up!
Watch the video, please. I'm begging you.
Watch the fire video.
33 minutes and we have no plot. Like 5. Okay, good.
Okay, so he does that.
So anyway, yeah. So, Ellie, you didn't answer me. Did you watch Elimination Chamber and... Were you as surprised as I was to read that Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax was the final match? Wait, I know you weren't up at 5 a.m. So the answer's probably no.
Okay, so you do the top light. Let's see what happens.
Was the chamber eliminated? Apparently it almost was. I read something about pirates trying to, take the chamber. Don't get distracted, Bill. Watch that video.
I was going to say it was true. That's all I was going to say.
I can't believe that event only had 4 matches. I had read that. I was very surprised. But then again, I was like, am I misremembering the Elimination Chamber match is probably like a Royal Rumble kind of time length? At least 45 minutes, I would think. So in that case, it kind of makes sense that you would only announce 4 matches, because 2 of them, by default, including entrances, would be like an hour.
Let me look at your... Go back to Luchador.
Yeah, let me know if you need to see something, so I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, go back to Luchador real quick.
So you have to remember also that I might have chosen a different order, so my top person is Luchador. My middle person my bottom person is Stag, and my middle person is Brink. They might have chose a different order, your walkthrough person.
No, you've got... Okay, so... How do we get that light off?
I've got to have, like, one healing item, I think. Yeah, this is the only healing item I have. I'm not going to use it for this one light.
Right.
And I do have a script change. What's the reset button do? When you're in a tight spot, nothing helps like pressing the reset button. Alright, that'll help.
Always helps with my life's problems.
Alright, let me know if you need to see someone's position here. You know what? Go specifically to this area that you're looking at right now and see how they got past this section.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, actually. So...
Josiah, can you give me... Oh, no, you're not watching Collision. I forgot. He's like, give me a Collision update. When I have my phone. Let me see what's been going on. Collision.
Okay, let's see.
Collision talk right now for me.
You go down there.
Let's see, we got... The Bounty Hunter, Brian Keith, looks to collect as he takes on Malachi Black. Yawn. Oh my god, Malachi Black is in the singles match. Hey, maybe he'll actually lose and he'll prove everyone right, or he'll win and we'll continue to say you're not putting anyone over. Like, it's what's probably happening, by the way.
Okay, so have you been able to knock out some of these light poles?
No, look, they're all on, like, the grassy part.
Okay, well, not the grassy part, but, like...
I mean, I did for some of them.
Okay.
Alright, like, I did this. I took this one out. Like, this machine was for a light pole. Are you saying I might have missed a light pole?
No. Well,
I'm going back right now. Say,
go back to where Luchador.
All right. Well, hold on. I'll go back to Luchador. Yeah, but that. What's the length of an average war game? The war games match, Elimination Chamber match. All right. I'm at Luchador right now.
Okay. So if you're able to knock... Okay, so go down.
I can't go down. We've talked about this already. I can't go past this area.
You can't get in there?
No.
Okay. Then go back to the left?
Ugh. That was so hard for me to pass this area. Alright, hold on. No! Damn it!
God. Bless him.
Alright, give another award.
Alright,
even though I'm probably gonna fucking die here.
Worst TV show, NWA Power 1, followed by Raw and NXT. The worst match of the year was Bray Wyatt and LA Knight, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match.
Oh god, that was horrible. I did see that match. That was terrible.
Tyrus at EC3 was second.
Undeservingly being there.
Sure. And Shane McMahon / Snoop Dogg versus The Miz was third.
I mean, that sounds horrible too, but...
See, okay, that's not my big gripe, but I do have a gripe with that. Shane McMahon got injured. That shouldn't be on this list. But that's not my big gripe.
Go ahead, sorry.
Worst feud of the year, MJF versus the Devil.
Dead. Oh, wait. And so what happens now? Because only one of my guys lost. Bill, this is all your fault.
Yeah, it is. I'll take blame for it. Outcast AEW Originals second. Tyrus EC3 third. NWA won worst promotion of the year.
Okay, look, Bill, we have a second chance here because they started us right at the start again. So let's go step by step on what we did. That's it. Awards are being put on hold for the next 10 minutes until we get past this.
Step by step, day by day.
You know,
no! I got another damn commercial! No, it's from Grammarly.
Because your spelling is horrible.
Yeah, I've been accused of that.
See? I'll tell you, they really targeted those ads. Specific to you. Josiah is giving you hints at life right now.
Phil, you block Origin.
No, you don't say it out loud. You just read it, Phil.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to have my Luchagors on top for me, then Brink, and then Stag on the bottom, just in case it's a different order from what you're watching.
Okay, the only difference is where Stag and Brink are, but don't worry about that.
Okay. How do you want me to proceed first? Once again, awards are on hold for like 10, 15 minutes while we figure this out. I mean, we still have, like, at least an hour and 20 minutes anyway, so.
Alright, so, is this guy's going back? Okay. So, he starts with whoever you have. Okay, let's see what he does. So he starts a Stag, then moves to Brink.
By the way, folks out there, this is easily my least favorite part of the game. We had to deal with this during the junkyard, and it was horrible then. And unfortunately, certain someone wasn't prepared this time, so here we are.
Okay. Go as Luchasaurus.
So the top one.
Yeah, the top one.
Oops, not him. Okay, go straight, go right.
Okay, so you're going to go down. You see where that pole is that's moving the light up and down?
Aha! I can tell you right now, I didn't do that last time. Okay, now what?
Okay, so then you're just going to keep going.
Okay. Keep going right?
Yeah.
Even past these two things?
Let me see. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the treasure chest?
Yeah, but I don't care. I just want to get past this. Ah, you have to fight. That's all right, though.
Oh, you probably were going to have to fight anyway.
Okay. All right, so keep watching so you can get ready for the next move while I fight. We're going to use the Fishnado DDT. God, I hope they gave me all my items back, even though I lost. Try this one. Wow, that was a pretty good move. All right. And then you said keep going right after this, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a good time for you. Yeah, just watch ahead and learn what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
Good job, Bill.
So, beat this guy first.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what you're going to do.
I don't know why this guy's giving me such a hard time. He's got to have, like, super defense or something. How did my health get so low? There we go. Okay, we're going to continue to go to the right?
Nope.
No, okay.
What you're going to do is whoever you have in the middle, you're going to switch to that person.
Okay, so I want to stay here, or do I want to pass these two lights on the right?
No. Just stay there, okay. Switch to whoever's in the middle.
Okay. That's Brink, I believe. All right, so now Brink goes to the right?
Yeah. So what you're going to do, again, obviously avoid the lights here.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing good. Go up.
No, I see. Okay. That's all right. It's all right, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
Out of the three, Luchador is the weakest actual person, so I don't mind getting into fights with Brink and Stag. See, look at that. It's already dead.
So what you're going to do...
I got to avoid this light. Right, I got to go past this light to the right, right?
Yeah, got
to
go past the light.
Okay. Go. Why does it keep starting me over here?
Oh, actually, stay down there. Damn it.
You know what happens? It keeps... even though I think I passed the light, it starts me at the same area. Maybe I have to go turn the light off somewhere else?
No.
No? Okay. Font gets experience. He's not doing anything.
Alright. So we're going to try this again.
So wait, where did they put me this time? Oh, they put me back further.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's what they're doing. I see. Every time you hit a light, they make you go back further.
Okay, so... So you're going to go up.
Up?
Go to that pole. Yep.
Great.
Okay.
So now what?
That takes care of that. So now I'm going to go back.
To who?
You are going to go to whoever's at the bottom.
Okay. That's Stag, I believe. Not Luchador. All right, so we haven't started on Stag, so here we go. Just go to the right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably will end up having to do a battle.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh.
We're not. Just go all the way right?
I guess.
Yeah, because this is
that
machine.
Get that light there.
What'd that do?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Because the person, like the video has the person battling their guy.
Mm-hmm. Can't go anywhere here. Like, this is as far as I can go over here for the middle.
So now he's gonna pin him.
Oh wait, I can go down with Brink. Look, I can go with the second thing. Does that mean anything? Oops. That was my fault.
You got greedy. Jam got greedy.
Yep. Oh no, I hope they don't send me too much further away, though.
Right.
So I can get into the light. Let's see, where are they going to put me? I'm not even sure where they put me, to be honest with you. I'm in the middle still, though.
Okay, well... You did... Okay, so go back to Luchador.
Okay. He's on the top.
Yeah, he's on the top.
Do you want me to go to the right and avoid these two? I was able to get there before, so...
Yes.
Oops, what did I do wrong? Oh, God. And he's the weakest one. Is there something I could do that's powerful? I'll try this one.
Actually, it's not bad that you got caught, because this is the same thing that happened to this guy.
Okay,
so.
Good. Alright, so what am I doing with him now?
Okay, so... You're gonna.
I try to pass the lights, right? Okay, I got it.
Yeah. So if you go up.
God damn it. Okay, yep.
Alright. Alright, I'm gonna tell you what you're gonna do after you beat this person.
Alright, yep.
I know all of you lovely people are waiting for more of the awards.
Yeah, right. We just need to get past this, because otherwise this is going to be the whole videos, or the whole stream is just this area.
Unfortunately.
I think I just friggin' died. Did I just die?
No! Don't you die on me!
If I died, then we're doing something else. Not game-wise, but I have another idea.
Dang it!
Alright, we're doing something else. Let's see. Quit. Because I saw a side quest. We're doing that, then. And then we'll come back to this.
Alright, then I'll keep the video.
I think you should study the video at this point, just in the extra time. Alright, so check this out. I noticed this last time. If I come up here, for some reason, you see Brink's face? This guy's doing something.
Yeah.
This conspiracy theorist. You want to be the conspiracy theorist?
Sure. Maybe it was lizard people? No, they would have been scales. New World Order? Now that's something.
That's you.
Are you okay? What? Who are you? Are you here to kill me?
Well, I mean, I am a hitman, but... What? No, no, I'm a wrestler. Why would you think I'm a contract killer?
I'm telling you, man, your outfit doesn't do you any favors.
A wrestler. Perfect. Maybe you can help me. Dot, dot, dot. But how can I trust you?
What are you going on about? Maybe you should start at the beginning.
All right, but we can't talk here. Not with them listening.
Oh, God, okay.
There's a little podunk town up north called Pondfort.
Podunk is a bit of a misdemeanor, but yeah.
Or misnomer, I don't know what the hell. Meet me by the hot chocolate stand there.
Now, Pondfort is where we came from, right? Where Brink is originally from.
Yeah.
So... yeah, we'll do this side quest, and then we'll see if we even have enough time to try to do the thing again.
Okay.
It sucks that we're not going to get much story, but what else am I going to do? I'm not going to do that again. That took 20 minutes just to lose.
It took 20 takes, and that was the best one.
So we gotta go all the way back to where we were before. All right, let's get some more awards. Let's finish that up at the very least. We need to accomplish something.
All right, so yeah, worst promotion of the year was NWA. Paul Levesque was voted best booker, beating Tony Khan. Nick Khan was voted promoter of the year. Okay. I don't know how he's a promoter, but... best gimmick. Tony Storm is the best gimmick of the year. Christian Cage, second. Orange Cassidy, third.
Which one did you disagree on badly? Because Bill kind of said, like, two of them, so I don't know which one you're referencing.
Oh.
Josiah said he disagreed with one of them badly.
Tony Khan. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. All right. Now.
Oh, Khan is the best promoter, okay.
Yeah, I okay. Now, worst gimmick. The Devil was voted the worst gimmick of the year.
Mm.
QTV was second. And now we're going to get to my biggest gripe.
Okay, here we go.
Third, Tony Storm. How is that a bad gimmick? It's wonderful! Did they get a bunch of Democrats and Republicans and be like, hey, vote Tony Storm, worst gimmick of the year! And she won best gimmick, which is a terrific gimmick. It really is.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
So basically, I don't know. Some of these voters, I question them.
Hear that, Josiah? He's questioning you. How does that make you feel, Josiah?
I know Josiah did not vote Tony Storm as the worst.
That'd be so funny if he says, yes, I did.
All right, we have two more.
Okay.
The best pro wrestling book, because I know how much you love to read.
Oh, I love reading so much.
It is The Last Real World Champion. It's about Ric Flair. By Tim Hornbaker.
Wow, so it's not even a one that
wrestler wrote.
Yeah, it's not one of those. No, I like reading. I don't like reading a actual physical book. I hate that. Like I read a lot of articles. Like my attention span for reading is about like a page.
Okay. And the final award, the best pro wrestling documentary, the winner, Dark Side of the Ring.
No, absolutely no Kindle. No, get out of here.
Chris and Tammy.
I'm sorry, what was this one?
Best pro wrestling documentary. Okay. Dark Side of the Ring, Chris and Tammy.
Okay, that's what I'm doing with that.
And then second place, and maybe Josiah could tell me what this one is, because I didn't hear about this one. VOW, The Life, Career, and Death of Eddie Gilbert.
I don't know anything about that either.
And then third is American Nightmare Becoming Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
And those are the awards.
That's a long form podcast, apparently. Oh, Voices of Wrestling. I've heard of them.
Maybe I have to.
I don't mind the cold. It sure beats getting baked.
Is that Mr. Potato Head?
I don't know. Sweet Bark. Man, I don't like the way that guy up there is looking at me.
I hope it's a snowman. That'd be funny.
I'm glad my shift at the logging site is over. Now I'm free to watch the match tonight. Where's our person that's supposed to be meeting us at the chocolate stand? There he is. You ready for him? Let's see what this is.
Okay. This is me.
Yep.
Perfect! You made it. Did anyone follow you?
Oh, that's you, sorry.
Negative. Now will you tell me what is you so spooked? The voices. The voices. I see. Listen, there's a great holistic doctor here in town. She's on the cutting edge of syrup-based medicine. I think... I'm not crazy. I heard them on my radio scanner late at night. Weird sequences of numbers and strange strings of words. String of words? Like a figure of speech? More like code words. I think someone is selling out the soldiers of Camp Diet. What do you mean?
I love that this is all you.
We can't talk here. Meet me over at the wrestling ring and top rope.
All right, we'll be going to top rope now. Although, I would like to heal somewhere, if possible. I think you need some medicine, too. That's for sure.
Bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Oh.
Well, look at you, Bill. All right, so let's see. First, I need some... I mean, we have 6,000 gold, so...
While you go shopping, I'm going to get some more water.
All right, you do that. I'll shop and upgrade gear. Let's give Stag a flannel shirt, apparently. Brink will get a utility belt. I think that's good for now. Alright, so we've got Brink has the... Oh, don't tell me he already had one. Oh, no! I wasted money. I'm just out of it. I'm so upset that we're not actually going to make any story progression in this stream. I really am. Alright. I need a beer. Oh, but Bill's gone, so I don't want to leave this unattended. I'll wait for Bill to get back, and I'll have a beer. And just start drinking. I'm going to drown my sadness in that I'm not going to progress in the story tonight. We're drinking. Oh, are you back? Good. I can get my drink
back.
Go, entertain the people.
All right. So, While Jim drinks, what's I'm going to ask our lovely audience here. Last movie you've seen? It could be new, it could be old. Last movie you've seen? I will tell you mine in a minute. Okay, Josiah, last one was Iron Claw for you. I want to see it. I think it's probably going to be in streaming services soon. I didn't get a chance to go see it during the holidays. I would have liked to, but I didn't. I watched last night, for the first time, Casablanca. And I really enjoyed the movie. It was a wonderful movie.
Oh, yeah, that movie was... Well, I've never seen Casablanca, first off, but Iron Claw, so inaccurate.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what everyone says, but it's like, you should be prepared for it to be inaccurate.
But not as much as it was, though. I think, what was it, don't they delete an entire brother?
Yeah, I think the youngest one is not in it, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
A university history class, and yes, they do. Yes, they. All right, let's go in.
Top rope.
Top rope. Yep. I don't know, Bill. You better be careful. If I just down a couple of drinks right now, I might be like, "Fuck it, we're getting going past that part." All right, here we go to top rope. Oh, but I gotta equip Stag with his new stuff. Anyway, so yeah, why have you not watched Casablanca? Like, why was this a new thing for you? And what made you be like, I need to watch Casablanca right now?
Okay, so I think I've told you this, Jim. Mm-hmm. I have a goal in life to watch every Academy Award winning Best Picture.
You did tell me this, yes, I remember this now.
So, the way I determine which one I'm going to watch is I have an app on my phone where I have, like, the streaming services that do movies.
Yep.
And I, you know, let it spin, and then whatever it lands on, that's what I'm going to go to. So last night I went, or I landed on Max, HBO Max.
Right.
And I had Casablanca on my watch list, because I did nothing last. Well, after I came home watching my nephew Jacob as we watched The Owl House, okay. I was like, I want to watch another Oscar movie. So I ended up picking Casablanca. It was a lot shorter than I thought it was. I thought it was like over a 2-hour movie. It's like an hour 45.
Okay.
And I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever watch Casablanca. It's just not... I don't know. It's just not on my list. It's not on my priority list. You know what is on my priority list? Imaginary. With Chauncey the Bear.
I feel like I've heard that.
Chauncey the Bear, Bill.
What is Imagine?
Oops, I went out. God, look up. Chauncey the Bear. Imaginary. You know what I watched recently?
What?
Night Swim, I believe it was called.
Oh, that looks a little weird.
It's the killer swimming pool.
Chauncey the Bear movie.
No, well, no, it's actually called Imaginary.
Oh, okay.
But it's starring Chauncey
the
Bear.
Oh, is that the one with the bear that, like, turns from nice to killer and...
You don't know that. Did you see the bear kill anyone? Oh, by the way, you're up.
Oh, thank you. You made it! But is it really you?
Are you kidding
me? Or a clone?
Are you kidding? What? Why? Why would they make a clone out of Brink Logan?
I think you need to go into concussion protocol. You're stretching my reputation for displaying North Country patience. You know that? Okay. Look, it's all right here. What is this? It's a list of the strange phrases I heard. These are all descriptions of wrestling maneuvers. Exactly. It's why I thought you could help me.
There's something off about most of them, though. Only one is correct. Which one, or which is it?
Oh, okay. Right, trivia. Right. Wrestling trivia time.
There we go. Let's see. Boston Crab twist their pincers until they pop, then release. Elevated splash, raise the glass high, then dump it out completely. Atomic drop, put your head under their shoulder, then lift and drop them on your knee. Gut buster, lift your opponent and then punch them in the gut. Scoop slam, reach under their legs and behind their back, pick them up and throw them into the ice cream.
Wait, what? Okay.
Jawbreaker, drive your fist into the opponent's jaw.
I don't know what they want you to choose, but guess what? I'm not Brink Logan, so it's you. So you get to choose.
Shut up.
just by the way, for those that haven't watched just in general, so there's another side to this story. It's one story is Brink Logan, and one story is Muchacho Man. So at one point, we kind of decided, okay, I'll do all of Muchacho Man's decisions, and Bill will do all of Brink Logan's decisions. So this is on Bill, because it's a Brink Logan decision.
No, I'm thinking between the atomic drop and the jawbreaker.
Okay.
Looking at the descriptions, I think it might be atomic drop.
All right, so you want to pick atomic drop?
Yeah, I think that's the right description.
This is you.
Let's see. Yes, that's it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? My voice changed.
When we decode the message, using Thez's slamological cryptography approach, we get the following message. Which is... 10 more gone, MWL send off in one day. TTH arrays going down soon.
What is this?
Stand by for now.
What is this, like when they say, hey, I know who is responsible for 9/11, and then it's like this big conspiracy theory that goes back to the government is behind 9/11. Is that what this guy's doing?
Thank you, Josiah. I was going to thank you. Josiah helped us with the atomic drop,
okay.
By the way.
I wasn't sweating anything. It was your decision.
Come on!
Where are you going?
Those transmissions were coming from the Shoreline Rescue playset north of Camp Diet. I've got to find out who's there.
You know what? At least this is something. Since we're not getting past that other part. Why is there a green thing on there? I'm going towards that to see what it is. Actually, wait. Is this, Isn't there a guy? Oh, yeah, this is the guy that for 500 slam bucks will give me hot chocolate to kill me.
Yes. To kill me?
What?
He said, oh, he'll give me 500 to kill me.
No, to heal me.
It sounded like you said kill me. Oh, man. All right, do I need to look up Chauncey the Bear anymore, or am I good?
No, I guess you're good for now.
All right, I don't feel like looking up some bear.
Wow, okay. Let's see what happens when he comes to your house.
I'll just kick it like it's a, like a soccer ball or a football.
Wait, I thought he said go back to Camp Diet, right?
Yeah, there's like north of Camp Diet.
All right, so we have to go back on the boat then, so we gotta go this way. Okay. I don't know, just sounds a lot about shooting McShootface or something like that. I don't know what he's talking about. What I do know is I have a feeling that this conspiracy theorist is going to lead us into some kind of weird battle that I'm not going to be ready for. And then it'll be the 2-hour mark, so I won't care.
Yeah.
And we're back to Camp Diet. Well, not here. Wait, what? Where was the dock? Over here?
I think you're going the wrong way.
Yeah. But no, but here's the dock. If we have to go back to Camp Diet, we have to go to the dock.
All right.
Right, then we have Death Drop Hill.
Death Drop Hill.
Go through this maze. Oh, give me a collision update, because it's almost ending.
Okay, well, right now we're at the main event. It's Brian Danielson and Akiyama. Akiyama's got a hammer lock on, but Danielson gets out of it, and Akiyama rolls out to the floor. Danielson's going for a tope. No, he gets hit with a forearm. And people are just watching. And they go to a screen, whatever that's called.
Did you just say a screen screen?
Screen and screen.
Picture in picture, Bill.
Thank you. Picture
in
picture.
Oh my god. A screen screen?
Screen and screen.
Jesus
Christ. Maybe I'm the one that's conspiracy theorist. Hashtag screen and screen.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're right.
Let's make that trend. Let's make that trend, folks. Hashtag screen and screen.
You're right, and that is why he needs Grammarly. That's why he's getting those ads.
I'm going to blame a little bit of my bad language on the fact that my dad's been boiling sap to make syrup lately, and I've tried some the last couple days.
I wasn't expecting that at all. When you said my dad is, I'm like, oh no, what's this guy? Where's this guy? Was not expecting sapling talk.
Yeah. Well, actually, what it is, my nephews started this a few days ago. So, they, like, did this to 4 different trees, and JT started boiling some sap at his house.
Okay.
And then my dad, 2 days ago, I think it was, started to boil some of the sap that they got out of the trees to make syrup. And they don't add anything. Like, was he watching? No, I did not watch Sam Hain or anybody in my family. I would not allow that. but no, like, they've been doing this for the last 2 days. So they took the sap from these trees. They've been boiling them. They're putting them in mason jars. It's maple syrup. It ends up being... And to be honest, it's actually some good stuff.
Are you going to be addicted to maple now? Is that what's going on here?
I hope not. I really hope not.
Did Collision come back yet?
Yeah, they're back on. They're back on the screen. Akiyama trying to suplex on the outside. Danielson with a suplex of his own.
Who's the announcers for Collision these days?
Kevin Kelly, Nigel McGuinness, and it looks like Tony Schiavone.
Okay.
One of the hardest working men in wrestling today.
by the way. So Sting should be the main event, right?
Oh, God, yeah. If he's
there's
not...
There's no reason for it not to be. And if you know me, I'm usually a big proponent of the world title match should always end the shows. But I think for two
this
reasons.
This is an exception.
Yeah, for two reasons. Number one.
Number three.
Number three.
No, number one. It's still a title. It's just the tag team titles, and
right.
I would argue that, I mean, it's not as strong, in my opinion, it's not as strong as it used to be, but, I mean, AEW definitely helped revitalize tag team wrestling, I think, when they, you know, when they first started. The amount mm-hmm. of teams that they had was amazing. Let me correct that. The amount of good teams they had were amazing. You could have plenty of teams and have things like Chris Jericho and The Big Show. So, yeah, like, the actual... teams that felt like teams. Now, yeah, that's a good point. Like, should Sting win in his final match? I can see arguments for both, for sure.
I was, like, if you had asked that question maybe 2 weeks ago, I'd have said no freaking way, because you're not supposed to win your last match.
Right.
Kind of going, like, the whole beyond the mat thing with Terry Funk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, oh, I'm not gonna win my last match. I'm gonna drop the match. And then I'm gonna retire for, I think it's the 14th time.
By the way, get excited, because look, there's a Maple move on our list.
Oh boy.
Maple Moonshot.
Oh lord.
I'm not gonna use it though.
But yeah, I mean, I could see both sides. Like, plus, the thing is, Sting has not lost a match in AEW.
Right.
So, that's kind of a good argument for those saying, oh, he should lose, because he hasn't lost a match.
See, actually, and you know what the funny thing is? It's different compared to other things like this, because Sting is the type of person that probably has zero problem losing at all, you know, his final match.
Mm-hmm.
And the Young Bucks also are someone that have proven that they're not like, oh, it needs to be about us.
Exactly.
So you can't even say, like, look, if it was like, I'm trying to think, someone like Hogan, you know that he's obviously saying, this is why I should win, and trying to give you, like, five different reasons why he should win, and, you know, like, him and Shawn Michaels, like, those are the kind of guys that you expect that they're going to be all about them, whereas the Bucks and Sting, I'm just like, I can see it either way, because they're both so damn giving to each other, like, as people, like...
Yeah. I had something... Now I just lost. I hate that. Like, you had something and then you just lose your train of thought. But one thing I was gonna say is, and Josiah, you can agree or disagree with me on this. I think this card actually looks good for the show, because you have Sting's last match. You got Samoa Joe, Adam Page, and Swerve Strickland in a three-way. You've got Tony Storm and Deonna Purrazzo. Brian Danielson and Eddie Kingston. I think they made Claudio and Moxley against FCC tonight. And then Orange Cassidy against Roderick Strong with... I'm going to say it. Roderick Strong should never have a mustache. He does not look good with a mustache. It looks so weird. It does.
Oh, I forgot about this weird room. Remember this? When we discovered this room, why does it look like someone's going to die in this room?
Just randomly put there.
I mean, the life support, the heart monitor's going.
Yeah.
And the music, too, is what makes it weird, too.
And then Jim Ross is going to commentate that match with Sting, which...
Oh, is that confirmed?
Yeah, I think that's been confirmed a while ago.
Only... Hold on, I'll be right back. I'm getting another drink. But I remember thinking that, that I remember hearing that Conrad was a big... Conrad Thompson, also in this game, by the way, he was a big advocate. He thinks the final announced team for Sting's match should be Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone. But I didn't know it was made official that Jim Ross was actually going to call that.
Josiah says JR wants to, he may not.
Okay. All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Didn't he say he had like a broken hip recently? I want to say he did. Yeah, okay, I thought so. Oh, you know what? Since they are in Greensboro, if JR can't do it, get David Crockett. He's actually pretty entertaining. Like, I've watched some of that old stuff. Dave Crockett is not that bad as everyone makes him out to be. He's kind of fun.
Who was that?
If they can't get JR to do the match, they should get David Crockett. From Crockett Promotions?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have any opinion of him either way. But isn't part of it... I thought Jim Ross's contract was coming up. Like, I thought that was part of... might be the problem.
Yeah, I think that is too. And then, like, Josiah and I were just briefly saying, JR does have a broken hip.
Yeah, but I think he's recovering now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Actually, you know what? Cheap plug here.
Yes.
Next Friday night on the DK and Bill Wrestling podcast, we're going to have our first live watch-along, and it is Sting and Ric Flair from Clash of the Champions 1.
Okay.
So, and I'd like to extend...
Wait, where are you going live?
We're gonna record it on Zoom. We're going to have people watch it with us on Zoom.
Oh.
Yeah.
A Zoomcast. I never really thought of that before. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, we've got some people already that'll be joining us to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys want to join, let me know. I will send you the link when it's time. So,
do you know what time you're aiming for? I mean, I might be able to.
8:30 p.m.
Okay. All right, I'll get back to you on that one, because I'm not sure right now.
Yeah, this is something that my co-host and I, we've talked about this probably since the end of last year, since we knew Sting was retiring. So we're looking forward to it. All right, here we go. Shoreline Rescue Playset. This is where Indiana Jones is.
I mean, he's supposed to be here. I don't see anyone around here.
Stakes. It had to be stakes.
I know.
I know it's snakes. I just had to be...
Where the hell is this person? This is very suspicious.
Excuse me.
I'll be Boar Snake just so you don't have to do another voice. Ah!
Thank you.
Hey! Don't you know you should never sneak up on a guy who's been in a chemical fire?
Wow. Okay, this is kind of a life lesson here.
Sorry. Listen, do you know anything about...
Oh my god, why?
That was too good. Ha! Got you now, traitor!
This is the guy?
Ugh. I think you popped my hip socket.
Check him.
It's a list of the phrases. He really is the guy.
I'll take him back to Camp Diet and see that he gets the punishment he deserves. Here, I want you to have this for your assistance. Enjoy it before they outlaw it next.
Are you kidding me?
Pyro certificate.
Is that the only thing I got from this whole thing? For our stupid entrance that we never use?
Interesting. I wonder, who could he have been talking to?
Tyler Bate looks 5,000 years old.
Who's Tyler Bate?
Oh, he's a British wrestler. Oh. He's in WWE now.
There's a topic, like, I don't know, ever since I was a kid, I always thought Rick, I think me and you definitely talked about this before, that since I was a kid, Ric Flair's always looked old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you who else do you think has that in them, like, that they've
That's
always looked
old? Oh,
you know who I think looks old a lot? Bailey.
Because
I feel like Bailey's, what is she like in her 30s. Like, I look at her and I'm like, oh no, she definitely looks way older than that, for sure.
Oh, Josiah's got a good one. Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson, you're right, he always looked old.
Yeah, he has. He's looked 50 since he was like 22.
I don't know if I agree with Hogan. I don't think 80s Hogan really looked old always, but maybe after the 80s, like 90s Hogan always maybe looked older.
You know, okay, I got one. Andre the Giant at times looked older than what he was. I think part of that is because of his drinking. Because of his hard drinking.
Right.
Tully Blanchard probably is another one.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where someone's like, Tully looks old. Bill, I hate to tell you this, now that the side quest is done, I think we're going to try to do the thing again. And
right.
At least, though, get your video ready, and we will try it again. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else. Let's see. Flair. I know there's got to be more, though. There's definitely more.
Savage?
No, not for me, at least.
Maybe.
See, I would say maybe Regal. But
yeah.
But he's kind of like Hogan, where like at first he wasn't, but then like at some point he definitely felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta do all this again. All right, let me see if I can get. Yeah, well, okay, that's stories. Sure. I mean, I'm trying to think who else maybe. Josiah, do you want to add anyone to this list of wrestlers that have always looked old? Other than Arn Anderson? Let's go with Sergeant Slaughter statue. Slaughter's, I don't think I would put Slaughter in that category.
No. Maybe Backlund.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, Luger. This is Josiah. Lex Luger was like 30 in 94, and he looked at least 45.
Well, yeah, I can see that with Luger, sure.
Maybe. Yeah. Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There aren't too many.
I mean, there's not, to be fair, I'm playing a game right now, so it's not like my concentration is 100% on
right. What's
every wrestler in the world. Let me think and go through that whole entire list. And
okay, you know what? I thought of another one. Yeah. I want to see if you guys agree with me on this.
All right, go ahead.
Brock Lesnar.
No, because young Brock looked young. Maybe in recent time, I thought. Maybe, yeah, but...
Maybe.
God, if I have to see his picture with this friggin' daughter again. Jesus, like, why are so many people passing that around? I don't care.
I would say, and maybe I'm wrong on this assumption, maybe any masked wrestler.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Because you don't know what they look like.
Exactly. And what I mean by that is those who never took the mask off. Just never did.
Right.
Like, the perfect example that I could think of is El Santo. Like, the El Santo. There's a picture of him from, like, 40 years ago where he went on Mexican TV and he, like, moved his mask up for, like, a brief moment and you could see his face. And it looked, oh my God, he looked 90, and I think he was like 50 or 60 something.
Mm.
And then, of course, the next week he died. So maybe he should have.
Jeez, all right. Wow, that really got dark real quick.
Yeah, mean.
So I'm trying to make my way back to that area so we can try it again. So it's going to take me a little while to get there. Yeah. How did Collision end?
Danielson won, and then he and Eddie Kingston got into a mini brawl.
Okay. Again, sorry, but nothing that you said to me tonight makes me like, yep, I need to watch Collision next week.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, that's kind of a problem I have as of late. It's not every week, but it's like that sometimes when I'm watching Raw or when I'm watching Dynamite. It's like, okay, I don't need to see the end because I know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And I hate that feeling.
Well, you know what the problem with Raw is? That it's so long.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. I think of, like, even when I think about, you know what, maybe I'll get into everything again. Maybe I'll start watching WWE, both AEW shows, or I guess three AEW shows, watch Impact. And then I think, and I add that time up, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's like 12 to 14 hours just to watch everything. I could, like, try a move, like, five movies I wanted to see. I could stream for, like, 4 hours or 5 hours to try to get new subscribers, like, no, I'm not doing that. It's not that good. Like, yeah, it's very time consuming.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
really,
what it is.
Really add everything up. Bill, remember we had to play Simon Says to get past it?
Oh, yes! Okay. We're not going to do that again.
No, thank no, you. I'm trying to remember how to get back to where we were before. That's
right.
What I'm trying to do.
No, it can be. And then, you know, like, for someone like you, Josiah, who's into New Japan as well,
oh, yes,
you know,
true, yeah,
they
yeah.
have their shows as well. Like, sometimes, and it's something I think you and I have said in the past, we want quality over quantity.
Mm.
So, it's kind of like, yeah, it's nice having all these hours, but at the same time, it can be too much.
Yes.
Which is why I don't watch SmackDown every Friday night. I don't watch Rampage. I don't watch Collision.
And this, the other sad thing is, and again, this is going back to how I started this conversation, was, you know, we talk about Collision and we talk about Rampage, and I'm just like, I don't know, it doesn't sound like I missed anything, to be honest with you. Maybe every once in a while I'm like, oh, that would have been cool to see. But not enough for you to be like, yep, watching next week, that's for damn sure.
Because I recently canceled my subscription with Fight TV because they had all the Game Changer Wrestling events.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it because I hardly ever watch it.
Right.
Like, I still have, like, my account on Fight, so, like, if I wanted to watch a TNA pay-per-view, you know, like, that's no problem. But
yeah.
If but the good thing was the price for a year subscription wasn't that bad. I think it was like $49.
Yes. But again, are you using it? That's really. I mean, that's not even just a wrestling thing. That's
it's
a streaming thing. Like a lot of it amazes me, and I guess it amazes me because I'm stingy a lot of times in my life. So like I don't know about you, but I look at my credit card statement like at least twice a week. Because I'm like, what am I really using here?
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, really, a lot of people are got because of that, because they don't look. And they, I mean, my cousin just told me the other day, I gave him access to my Peacock account a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, did you ever, like, use this? And he's like, no, actually, I found out that I still paid for mine, and I didn't know it. I'm like, I can't believe people are like that, but I guess they are. Because that's how all these streaming places are getting people, because of that. They're banking on you to forget that you subscribed to this in the first place.
Like, I was going to recently cancel my Apple Plus, because I hardly ever use it. Like, the only time I really use it is during the holidays when, you know, you can watch all the Charlie Brown specials. Mm-hmm. I love Charlie Brown. I've watched them since I was a kid.
By the way, something feels very wrong to me that you can't watch Charlie Brown Christmas on a regular TV station.
I know.
There's something that's so sad about that to me.
That's like one of the great slaps in the face of all time. Agreed. Well, thankfully I have it on DVD, so. But then it's like, okay, I see they're coming out with a new Peanuts special. And I'm like, okay, maybe I want to see that. And then I saw yesterday there's a documentary on, like, the return of popularity in trading, you know, trading cards, sports cards. And how some people do it because they love it and others do it because they want to sell it.
Right.
You know. So I want to see that. And then there's also the movie. There's a movie that came out last year about the video game Tetris, how the guy was able to get Tetris to be, you know, sold into the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see that. So it's like, okay, after I do that, and then also my brother and, like, my sister and her family, they use it from time to time. So it's like, ah, crap, you know, so.
All right, Bill, we're here. FYI.
All right.
So get your thing ready. I'm going to get another drink because I'm going to need it for this. And we're going to try to give this another go. I'll tell you what, Bill. If we can actually pass this somehow, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do also. When you watch this video again, let's choose the order that they choose. So you tell me who they have on top, who they have in the middle, and who they have on the bottom. Because that might make things a bit easier so we're less confused. So I'm going to go get a drink, and you get that set up. And, I mean, this would be the biggest triumph if by the end of this thing, we're like, we did it. We got past this. It took us a long time, but we fucking did it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
And in the meantime, Josiah can go read his collision results and hang out, I guess.
Yeah.
And also, Josiah, you want to tell me what you think about, like, doesn't Nick Nemeth and friggin' Matt Riddle have New Japan titles now?
Yep, they do.
Come on, Josiah, isn't that disgusting? Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, let me get All right, so once I get we've got everything set up here. I've been watching a lot of ESPN Plus lately because I've been wanting to watch Peyton Manning's show. It's called Peyton's Places. It's about, like, the history of the NFL. and I just finished season 3. And it's actually kind of funny. You don't have to be, like, a football fan to, like, understand it. Like, you can watch it and it's explained easier to you, like, if you don't watch football. So maybe it's, like, on YouTube. Maybe you guys can find it on YouTube as well. I'm not really sure, but...
All right, Bill, you ready for this? You ready for round three of this?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Let's get the best.
Yep, we know all this already.
Yep. Okay, so here's your order.
Okay.
You're going to want Stag at the number one position.
Okay. And what about Luchador?
Keep him at number two.
And Brink's three?
Yep.
So like this, like you're looking at right now?
Yep. Okay. And then Elephant's just going to stay where he is.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say, like, how does... Like, it doesn't tell me how, I guess, hit back. Do you want to save... Hold on, wait, back? Ah, I messed up. All right, so wait, what is it? Sorry, give me the order again.
Stag is at the number one position.
Okay, where's Brink? Because I got to put him somewhere.
Brink is at the bottom.
Brink's bottom. Luchador is what?
The middle.
Middle. And Stag is one. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go.
All right. So, here's what we're going to do. The first one you're going to be working with is... You're going to be working with Stag first.
In the middle, okay.
In the middle. Oh, no, hold on. Now they changed it to Brink. Now they changed it to Luchador. So go to Luchador.
All right, hold on. Let me get over there. I'm going right, I assume?
Yep, remember that pole here.
Oh, get the pole down on below?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Alright, so now...
I'm gonna get this treasure chest.
Yeah, good idea.
And now I keep going right with Luchador?
Yeah, you're gonna go right, and then what you're gonna do, when you get to that green ball-like thing... Up at the top.
Okay.
You're going to, as soon as that light goes to the right, you're going to want to quickly go around the ball and be to its right side.
Wait, so see this again?
Okay. So get close to the green, like, ball thing.
This, okay.
Yeah. Now go, now, quickly go around and get next to it.
Go around and get next to the ball thing?
On the other side, yeah.
Okay. Like that?
Yep.
Oh, and then go right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
All right, now hold on. Get over... Yeah, right there. I guess that's a good spot.
Yeah, yeah. No lights are getting hit here.
Yeah. All right, so the video here, it got caught. You didn't, so you have a couple minutes to rest.
I mean, to be honest with you, I always feel that we're doing better than the last two times we tried this.
Yeah. I should just, like, move this a little bit.
In the meantime, I will chat with Josiah. Josiah.
You.
How is... Wait, you didn't tell me. Are you disgusted? As a New Japan fan, aren't you disgusted about Nick Nemeth and Matt Riddle holding New Japan titles? I would be.
The Spicy Deluxe Sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, did you hear about the KFC is coming out with, like, a pizza chicken thing?
Yeah, I did.
Kind of want to try it.
I kind of do as well.
Although I could totally see me eating and be like, this is terrible, I hate this.
Right. Be like, We gotta go back. I'll just buy us a bucket. Okay, so switch to stag now.
Okay, let me. I'm stag right now, so now what?
Alright, so you're gonna go down a little bit, and then you're gonna go back up. And then you're gonna. Okay, hold on, let me see what you. Oh, you gotta get to that middle part from earlier.
Okay.
Where you broke that pole.
Okay. Well, I'm working on it.
And then when
Wait,
you
am I going down? Am I going down here? Or am I going up?
Up.
All right, up. That's where I broke the pole. Oh, is it this
yep.
right here? Okay.
Yep, that one.
All right, so that one's done.
All right, so now switch to Brink. And if you don't get caught by the light, it's just a clear shot to the other end.
Got it. And to the machine thing on the right, those...
Yeah.
Okay. And this, hit this. Great, okay. Now what?
Alright, so... When you've beaten your guy, and then you get to that machine...
Yeah.
You're gonna keep Brink at that machine.
Okay, which I will, sure.
And then... You... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. My bad. I was...
It was okay.
I think he's about to. You know what it was? I was watching your video and thinking it was my video.
By the way, I noticed Josiah is very quiet over there about being disgusted by Nick Nemeth and Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel as a New Japan. If I was a New Japan fan, I would be disgusted by it.
I think I'd be disgusted more with Riddle than Nemeth.
No, I'm disgusted with both of them. By the way, that TNA launch isn't doing that well, is it?
Man.
What a disaster.
I think they're going to end up bringing D'Amore back.
We'll see.
What they should have done is they just should have sold it to D'Amore.
I heard. You know, he would have paid millions for it.
Yeah. He had, like, the amount ready.
Well, hell, he's been, like, a day one guy, so...
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, what am I doing here?
All right. So now you're going to go back to Luchador.
Okay. Give me a second, because it makes you time before you can switch again. All right, I'm back at Luchador.
All right, I'm going to move my video forward a little
bit. Yeah, go ahead. Take your time.
We went a little bit ahead of the schedule. Okay. So what you're going to do is, do you see the pole here at the bot, like in the right here by the trees?
Yes, the one in the middle?
Not the one in the middle, the one next to it.
Okay, the one it's going back and forth, or the one that's not moving at all?
Okay, so the middle one is the one that's not moving at all.
Yes.
To its right, you're going to attack that pole.
Okay, so I gotta go around? No, because it doesn't let me go around, though. Unless you're saying I can go right past this one.
Let me
feel like this was the thing that we had a problem with last time.
Yeah.
Wait, can't I... Hold on. Like, isn't there a way that I can... Have this guy, one of the other guys, like, get the pole? Yeah, wait, Stag might be able to. Hold on. I think Stag can get it. Hold on, let me try this real quick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There it is. All right, Stag got that one. Okay.
Okay, so now you could go back to being Luchador.
All right. All right, I'm Luchador right now.
Now you can go for that pole on the right. You gotta go down on the right.
Yeah, but there's another light that's looking at me. Alright, hold on, I got it. Damn. Smoke out.
Come on, Luchador.
There we go. Alright, so now we gotta see where they're gonna send us, because I told you, every time you hit by the light, they reposition you. Okay, so okay. I'm not really that... I'm basically in the same position, so...
Yes, go down.
Go down here?
No, okay, no, right... No. Okay, go to the right.
Yep.
Go, like, far down.
So I have to pass the lights, that's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I gotta be careful about this, then. Hold on. Damn it!
No, okay, so when you get to that pole...
Yeah.
The one you just passed...
Yeah.
You just go straight down.
Okay.
So you got it. You just go.
I just need to hit the pole. Right, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to turn my fan on. It's getting a little warm in here.
I wish it was warm outside.
Here, here.
So you're saying it gives me the option to turn off the pole below there?
Yes.
Okay. So let me... Wait. Okay. I did it.
Okay. Did you get it in time?
I think so, yeah, because it's not. I'm not in a battle right now. Oh, I guess I am. Never mind. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out after this.
Let's find out if I actually got it on time. Yes, there's only one light now over there. So
okay, so now, if you can avoid the... Okay, so go up to the right, where that light is currently going.
Yep. And just go down, and like when the light's... Just avoid the light. So I want to go all the way to the right, basically?
Yeah, so go down.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Now, go down and to the right.
Down to the right. Like here?
Yeah, go to the box.
I'll go to the box, okay. I hit it. Now what?
Okay, so now you're going to go to stag. I think, actually, what you did is you took both the lights that he needs out.
Okay.
So you just have a straight shot to the box, you know, the machine there.
So wait, am I going down into the right?
Down, okay. Down into the right.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there he is. Now what?
Okay. Now you're just going to walk through up to the right.
It doesn't let me go to the right. Oh, wait, yes, it does. Oh. Don't tell me we did it. Don't tell me that was it. Okay, to be fair, it seemed easier because we weren't distracted, and I told you, Val.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry if I got mad at you before, but I was just, like, real upset that, like, we weren't going to get any story.
Right.
If you don't mind, I mean, we're 2 hours in. I'm willing to stay on for another half hour, like, to get some.
Yeah, I can do another half hour.
All right, cool.
Okay, so then what you're going to do is.
Oh, wait, you have to get all three of them there?
You got to get all three of them there. All
right, better wait for the others. All right, fine. Like I said, I know I sounded mad before, but I was just, like, annoyed that we weren't going to get a plot in the stream. Yeah, you're right. Now I think all we have to do is walk there. This feels nice, actually. It's a victory walk. Maybe we'll finally get this freaking itty-bitty bag, whatever.
The itty-bitty-ditty bag.
Yeah.
All right, Brink, it's up to you.
Thank you, Brink. We
finish
did all
the
work.
Story, Brink.
God. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, can Brink not finish the story? Okay, I thought it wasn't letting me through.
I actually tried to look up earlier when I was plugging
We did it. There it is. Oh, this is the bag?
No. Wait!
That's the itty bitty ditty bag. Uh-oh. Eh? Oh, no. Simon Uh-oh. Says you must now self-destruct. Have a nice day.
Oh, boy.
Let's get out of here.
What's going on over here?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's you.
I've been waiting 2 hours to do that.
Jesus. Oh, no! Get out of here!
Brink had to be sacrificed.
Wait, so now I just leave? I'm gonna assume I just leave. I mean, there are no lights, so it doesn't even matter. I don't even know if Josiah's even there anymore.
Yeah,
I think he might have left. Woo! Did you see that?
Oh, I'm amazing! I think I sing the fin.
I can't believe that. I let you talk me into this.
Huh?
Hold on, it's loading here.
Okay.
You almost got us torched, is what you did. I don't want to end up as a plastic smear on the bottom of the toy bin before we get the spotlight in the big time. Do you understand?
I mean, I don't want to end up as plastic smear at all.
Amigos, take heart. We've recovered a piece of wrestling history today. Let's focus on returning it to its rightful owner.
Alright, return to Camp Diet. Alright, good. At least we're going to get some story here. We'll quote the Sergeant Slaughter. They'll start on our next thing and then we'll call it a video. Conrad! Oh, wait, I gotta get my Conrad voice.
Yep, do your Conrad.
Oh, wait, by the way, did you see who's on the left side?
Oh, is it the Stone Cold Dinosaur?
Stone Age Cut.
Yay!
There we go. This feels like the wrestle quest that I've been wanting for the last hour and a half. Alright, let's see, Conrad. What does Conrad say that I usually, what would that sound like? Alright, there it is. Everyone, say hello to Stone Age Cotton, the prehistoric threat. You can do the Stone Age Cotton voice again,
yes.
Though.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Cotton, what do you think of this Muchacho Man guy? I heard he made quite a stir in Boxwood, taking the BEW championship by surprise. Wait, did we?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember that. Okay.
Did you really bring me on to talk about an indie? Come on. I don't know how much about him, to be honest, and I probably never will if he's at Boxwood. No one gets out of that town.
Wow. I guess this is our transition to Switch. I'm going to guess we're Muchacho Man now. Yep.
And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Age said so.
So this is what... Oh, God, it feels good to do this voice now that we've done so much bullshit on that other story. All right. So this is what the Amazon looks like. Where you're Barbet.
Oh, my maker. Do we need to have a geography lesson? This isn't the Amazon. This is Junglaji. It's a rainforest-themed board game paradise.
Excuse me? It's a what?
a rainforest-themed board game paradise.
What does that even entail? Anyway. This was the Hogan. Was it you or was it me? I don't remember. I think it was you.
Okay. The next big PAW event is the Ball Brawl, brother, in Malibu Heights. It's the best chance to confront the hell of it, dude. But to get to Malibu Heights, you've got to go through Junglaji first. Ugh. I've had it with nature. We should have just waited for them to repair the road.
Jungles, broken roads. None of it matters. I'll go through five Amazons if it brings me to the elephant. Why do we hate the elephant again?
Oh, didn't he burn down the school?
Oh, that's right, he did. Okay.
How much longer?
Beats me.
What?
Okay, bye.
Look, last time I came through these trees, I was on another level, Dr. Jones, brother. It was a raw night, and the moon was full, and it was so hot, even the trees were sweating on nitro, man.
Yeah, raw night, nitro.
I tore through this bush with such focus. My mind, body, and spirit were one, man, brother, dude. And now, the jungle wants its revenge, man. It's not making it easy for us. Be ready, brothers, because this jungle is going to bite back. Like Andre the Giant after he's been hungover.
What the hell is this? You know, Bill, it took 2 hours. Now it feels like WrestleQuest. Okay. Let's figure that. I don't even remember much Macho Man's moves anymore, to be honest with you. He got this, the South of the Border Stunner. I remember that. Okay.
And the spice so nice.
Okay, that's true. Yes. No, I missed. And I know Barbet heals if I need her to. Get some chemistry class. I don't know what it is. I guess because of the bullshit that we had to do before, like, I'm like, alright, yes, this is WrestleQuest now. Let's go.
Right.
Oh, by the way, did you hear that? It's 36 inches.
Yes, 36 inch.
36 inch cobras, yes. Wait a minute, what wrestler's gonna represent the jungle? No!
The only one I can think of is George Steele.
Okay, maybe.
That's the only one I can think of.
You know what, who I was thinking of for some reason, even though there's no way he would be in this game?
Who?
Jungle Jim Steele.
Oh, yeah!
There's no way he's in this game.
Maybe for WrestleQuest 3. Like, they'll do 2, and then...
Read what Josiah just...
I leave for a few minutes and come back to gym screaming, no!
Josiah, WrestleQuest is back. We beat that stupid part. And we're staying on for like another half hour.
Oh, I remember now what I was trying to say earlier. I was looking to see if WrestleQuest had a Twitter when I was trying to plug our new episode, and I couldn't find it. So,
so it's done by Mad Cat Studios. I actually dig them. I don't know if they would get any traction. I was like, might as well try. And who the hell?
Oh, here we go. Oh, is that all you got? These 25-inch Cobras are ready for more.
Wait, didn't you say it was like
36?
Yeah. What, did they get smaller?
Well, they are in the jungle.
Oh, see, you never had spice like this jungle.
That's right, brother. This chili's so hot, even the jungle can't take the heat. I don't know why that was damaged.
What are we doing Excuse me? Go ahead, read this line.
Okay. What? Are you two taunting the trees right now?
What? Oh my god. Yeah, these trees don't stand a chance, Dr. Jones.
Oh my god. Why? Wait, what is that?
WrestleQuest is back, folks. If you weren't able to endure the last hour and a half. Oh no, who was Neon Gravebird? You, this was you. Neon Gravebird.
Help me!
Oh, what, did he get abducted?
Where to, Gravebird?
That would be great. They must be taking him because we beat up the... What? I can't even read that line with a straight face. Alright, hold on. See, this is why the puzzles are the worst part of this game, and everything else is actually okay. Alright, let me try this again. They must be taking him because we beat up the jungle. They think he's with us. Oh, it's that poor, disturbed BEW wrestler.
Oh, dude.
I know he's wrestling with more than opponents in the ring.
Not that, brother. That dude was our ticket out of Junglunji.
Was he?
What? You said you had a way out of here. I do. I know him, and he can get us past the edge of the board game, brother.
No use arguing about it, amigos. Let's find those gators. Wait, don't we have a gator friend? Why isn't Slimy doing anything?
Yeah.
Slimy sucks. Slimy's shit. He doesn't do anything.
Well, neither does Elephant.
That's true. You're right. No, but he did do something at some point. Like, there was something that was like, oh, what is this? What are you even?
What are you even?
It's like a half pig, half something.
Half pig, half bear, half pig.
It's man bear pig. He's in this game. Ah! Yeah, let's do south of the border stunner to the primate prison. Josiah, you refuse to answer me about the New Japan question. If you're still here. I'll just take that as a yes, you're disgusted by it.
Oh, he stunned the barrel. Oh, wow. I was not here when you asked it, lol.
I asked, as a New Japan fan, are you not disgusted that both Nick Nemeth and Matt Riddle have belts now under New Japan? I would be. By the way, since we progressed the plot, we're like sitting on for another half hour.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Hyper Flash Death Ball.
Yeah, they're going to get a South of the Border Stunner on the Money Pig.
Let's see, he says, I'm fine with Nemeth if he can prove himself.
He can't.
But I was not a fan of Riddle beating Tanahashi at all. The problem is Tanahashi is injured, but it was a bad show. All around, very bad.
Okay, so I don't follow New Japan as much as both of you, really.
I didn't even see the show.
No, but what I'm asking you, you'll probably be able to talk to me about right now. Like, how major of the belts did both of them win? Like, is it, like, equivalent to one's, like, the European title and one's the world title? Like,
I would say the belt that Riddle won is, like, the equivalent to the European title.
Okay.
The one that Nemeth won, I would say, is kind of like the Intercontinental title.
All right.
And Josiah said Global is the secondary title just underneath the world. So, kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Global belt was just made last month, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Why? Because they were like, oh no, we don't have enough belts like every other promotion?
It's like they retired their U.S. title and brought us the Global title.
Okay. Why, so they can defend it in Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, because, you know, they're going to have a New Japan show in Czechoslovakia. That would be pretty awesome, actually. I bet they'd get a lot of checks for that show.
Oh!
You'd get paid very well.
Wow, Bruder's only level 4. And once again, look, Bill, look what's going on.
Hey, Slimy.
Slimy with an unearned level up again.
Oh, you know what? Okay, you know what? I just thought of it.
Look, here he is. Look at him. The king of not doing anything.
Okay, I just thought of it.
Yes, Bill.
I bet he's named Slimy because somebody that created this game, their favorite character on Sesame Street was Slimy the Worm.
You know what? We should invite the creators of this game. Like, hey, you want to do a... Look, no one else is... maybe I'm wrong, what I'm about to say. I'm not really sure, but... To my experience, I don't think this is happening, but we should say to them, look, we're the only ones that's consistently streaming your game right now.
Yeah.
You should come on and just hang out with us. Because honestly, I'm not saying, like, look, this is... I think the reason why this game maybe didn't get as much traction as maybe they might have wanted is because, like, it is kind of a niche within a niche.
It is.
Because it's like, do you love old school role-playing games? Of course I do. RP Jimmy, I am the RPG person that likes old RPG games. Do you like pro wrestling? Yes. Do you like old pro wrestling? Yes. Do you realize how many boxes you have to check off?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like you're going to have to fight one of these pigs.
I know, I saw it. I was like, ugh, whatever. I'm just happy I'm Muchacho Man and I can progress the story. That's... kind of where I'm at right now.
Hello.
Like, honestly, if you said to me, all right, I'm signing off, I was like, honestly, Billy, my stuff.
No, I was just
signing
off. At least try to. Maybe, because, like, I did for a little while last year, like, live playing on YouTube the Fall Guys.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Alex wants me to do it for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because I got the Cowabunga collection for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, dude, Shredder, was it Shredder's Revenge, I think was the latest one.
Yeah,
is that part of that or no?
I played part of it. It's good. It's that, real good.
I beat it on the stream, and I'm like, this is maybe one of the best Turtles games I've ever played. Because it's such a throwback to, like, everything that I love about the Turtles. It's a great game. And the Kalamon Clash, isn't that like six games in one?
Yeah.
Josiah wishes he played the Kalabunga Collection.
So maybe if I do a live stream on Twitch, maybe it'll be that game.
You can do that. You can try a live stream on YouTube, too.
I just have to figure out which one I'm going
to do. Well, you just let me know, because I can try to help you out and see what you need to do and set up and whatnot. There are a couple things you need. I mean, you did the main one. Like, you have an account now.
Yeah. Oh, Josiah said, I have played it. It was great.
I loved it. And if it wasn't that I more turned into an RPG page, then it would still be up there for sure. Speaking of RPGs, Bill, did you see my, I know I tagged you on it because I know it's in a podcast with you. My Kingdom Hearts post where I say... me saying I have too much stuff on my plate, but then me also saying, can I beat all the Kingdom Hearts games again before Kingdom Hearts 4 comes out?
Oh my lord.
Because there was a thing that showed how many hours each game it takes to play. I was like, I think I might be able to do this. And here we are, only on Season 5.
What was today? Episode 9?
Yeah.
That came out?
We've got
three or four weeks left.
We finished Dream Drop Distance in this episode.
Yes. God, it doesn't feel like we are like halfway past season.
It doesn't. And for those that, like, you know, me and Bill record ahead of time, and so we're even more ahead of that. And it's crazy thinking, like, oh, that's. We're actually that far into it right now. What the hell is this? You see what's going on here?
You can't pin a barrel.
No, but he keeps sending out a monkey.
Well, it is a barrel of monkeys. What?
No, it's not for you, not for you. That, like, how am I supposed to, if he keeps putting out a new monkey, what am I supposed to do? This will take care of you. Boom. Break the barrel.
Break the barrel.
Brother.
That sounds like a polka song. Break the barrel. Oh, actually, there is a show. It didn't air tonight, but on our PBS station, every Saturday night at 8, they have this show called Pennsylvania Polka.
Pennsylvania Polka?
Polka, yeah.
Okay. You know, like, yeah, I know what polka is.
It's an hour. Like, the first time I discovered it was, like, when we came up on vacation years ago. And I laughed my ass off. Like, it was the funniest thing ever. It's basically all these couples dancing to live polka music. Oh, and they have a band there. And it's a lot of old people. So I've had this thought. It's a million-dollar idea.
I'm all about it. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Of coming up with the first ever polka rock tribute band.
Ooh.
You get a polka band and you sing like a classic rock song.
Okay.
So.
Well, isn't that just Weird Al, the alt rock one?
Kind of.
From the 90s, from Bad Hair Day. How did that one go? Like, I want to get next to you. I want to get close to you. You really want to hurt me too. Hurt you too.
I know you want
what's on my mind. I know you like what's on my mind. I know it eats you up inside. I know, you know, you know, you know.
Yeah, but imagine that, you know, with, like, more songs instead of, like, a compilation.
Yeah, compilation. Oh, God, what, like, what other poker things? What the fuck are you? Go ahead, Bill.
It's Weird how. No, but, like, you could have, like, Aerosmith song. Oh, this looks like a good place to find some information about those gators.
What is that? That keeps going back and forth.
That's a possessed goat?
Giraffe? Goat?
Giraffe?
A goat?
A go-raff?
I like it. Go-raff. Go ahead.
Someone at the hotel should be able to help us out, dudes.
Chew.
Doesn't look... Come on! That's it. It's come on.
Come on, brother. Let's see what you have to say. Welcome to the Safari Outpost. It's the safest place in Jungle G.
You don't look that safe.
What are you? Hold on. Who's this guy? Duke Gibbons.
Wait, what?
Duke Gibbons? Oh, I'll do Duke Gibbons. Let's see. Since he's a Duke, I kind of sound like this. I am so pumped for the upcoming wrestling match. Did you know there are a couple big shot wrestlers in town? It gets me so excited I could scream.
I'm a little worried about Duke.
Josiah came up with a name for it. Geo.
A Jergoat Afathon.
Oh god, look at this guy. Alright, I'll do this guy's voice here. Alright, let me channel my inner Tarzan voice. me, host, you pay. Sorry about that. Old habits die hard. I'm afraid. What I meant to say is, welcome to the Royal Deluxe Safari Lodge. I'm the proprietor, Tarzan.
Good to meet another bare-chested brother.
By the way, why is Slimy all of a sudden being shown? Excuse me, my clothing impaired amigo, but did you happen to know the way of the land very well? I am pleased to announce Lord Guys are the best naturalists and trackers in the toy room. I should know. I trained them myself. I'm sure one of them could help you. Great. We need to find some slimy lizard folk. You have one right in back of you.
Hey, man. You may prefer Gatorkin. So carpe logum. Got it?
Slimy, you don't even do anything. Excellent. We currently have all our guys out on a 3-month excursion. Would you like a room while you wait?
3 months? Brother, we need to get out there and find these Gatorkin pronto, like yesterday. Per se what? It's obvious, my ad hoc fraternus. We find someone else that knows these jungles like we know chokeslams, you dig?
Search the hotel for a possible guide. Alright, fine.
Oh, boy.
Man, I wish the hotel bar was open late. I mean, you can't hunt onion rings in the jungle. Can
Good
you?
Point.
I don't know.
No, he's right.
I guess. I don't like onion rings.
Really?
No. Bill, I'm the pickiest eater you'll ever meet in your life.
Alright.
Other than maybe my cousin, who's also a picky eater, who apparently gave it to his 3-year-old because she has trouble eating things, apparently.
I used to be that way as a kid, but now I'll eat almost anything.
I mean, look, I'll tell you this much. If it's free these days, I'll eat anything. Like, I'll
there
try,
we go.
If it's free. Like, if you're like, hey, you should try this. I'm like, all right, how much is it? Oh, $3? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Is that Mini Antonio Inoki there?
Where's Mini Antonio Inoki?
In a flash. Yeah. In the
Do you want to do Fletch?
Sure.
How Antonio Inoki would sound?
I'm so sick of that Invisihunter thinking he is so cool. How's a guy supposed to contend with freaking infrared vision and spring-loaded laser?
Let's see who this is. Logan? There's only one place for a competitor like me to go. Pinfall Keep for the Regal Rumble. The Regal Rumble? Can I enter at number 30? Or better yet,
actually, with the Regal Rumble,
Yeah.
It starts if you draw number 30 and 29. And then if you have number 1, you enter last.
No, or I could do what the regular Royal Rumble does, and which we've talked about on Eliminated Royal Rumble podcast. Why bother entering? Just attack number 30.
There you go.
I just left, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I was trying to follow the Muchacho Man symbol. All right, I'm back. I'll go back in. All right, so I guess I gotta go this way from Muchacho Man. I'm trying to get the Muchacho Man symbol. Oh, you said this was probably George Steele's area.
That's my guess.
It makes sense. Boy, this layout is not... I'm not enjoying this layout, that's for sure.
You're not a good layout of the land.
Oh, it's Andre. We're both wrong.
Wow. Okay, I would not have guessed Andre here.
Well, let's see what's going on the Andre thing and see what he has to say. Oh. Oh, I thought
anybody bought a pretty knife?
Hey, why don't you do Diablo Azteca?
Luchadors may look intimidating, but how many of them live a double or even triple life behind the mask?
That's it.
I've never known of a triple life.
Standing 7'4" and 520 pounds, Andre the Giant towered over all who dared enter the ring against him. Known as the Eighth Wonder of the World, Andre won multiple championships with his imposing stature and powerful slam. After his death in 1993, Andre the Giant became the first ever Hall of Fame inductee. And can we talk about how meaningless that Hall of Fame's become?
I mean, we're like 6 weeks away from WrestleMania and they haven't even announced an inductee
yet. You know what? Just stop it.
Bush Racer.
Man, I'm going to need some better tires to get through those jungles. That's it.
Okay. Really? Vince's limo driver is... Yeah?
Yeah, isn't that... Driver. What's his name? Dudley something, right?
Yeah, James Dudley.
James Dudley. Oh, treasure chest. Got an orange light. Can we be Taz? Beep, beep, beep. Well, I mean, one of my issues is that there's a celebrity ring in the Hall of Fame. That's actually a big issue of mine. Like, the fuck? I mean, the other thing, of course, is that there's no selection process at all. There's, look, you could disagree with the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and all that, but at least I could tell you how people got in there.
Hey, you know what? I'm just glad for once that Foreigners got a shot to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
What, the band Foreigner?
Yeah.
Okay. Aye, my bones are killing me, or they would be if I weren't already dead.
Wow. Hey, maybe Foreigner and Peter Frampton can do the Tigger song.
Tigger! I'm announcing, as I'm bouncing, Tigger is gonna hop.
Oh.
God, the Tigger album's great.
Albie Hornsworth. I'm the finest nurse Jung Logi has to offer. Remember, you can't spell rhino without RN. Wow. Need some healing?
Ooh, I actually could use some healing. Yeah, sure.
Here you go.
Great. That means I can play even longer now. Bill,
so yeah, we could
get and poor Warner. Bill. Poor Bill's probably like, oh, when is he going to end this stream?
Foreigner, Peter Frampton doing the Tigger song?
No, okay, wait. Peter Frampton, actually, to be honest with you, Peter Frampton did my least favorite song on the Tigger soundtrack.
Right.
Which was Show Me the Way? That sounds right.
Like a different version of it.
Oh, is that his song originally? Probably, yeah, I guess, it, yeah.
Yeah, he probably changed the lyrics for the kids.
Yeah, it's not like the Tigger techno dance song, which was called Ta-Ta For Now.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, think about, do you remember Cascada?
That sounds sounds
familiar. They did Castles in the Sky.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like in Castles, and there's like a big techno song. So Tigger's thing had Tata For Now, which was kind of the techno version. And you could hear like, I see you in my dreams. And it's like, Tata For Now, that's what Tigger say. Where's the Muchacho Man thing? Like, I keep looking for it, but it's not really guiding me anywhere.
Yeah, it's, and then when you move up, it, like, merges the two of them together.
Can I go this way?
No idea.
I just want to progress in the story, Bill.
Yeah.
We were here at the Andre thing already. Unless I have to keep going over here. Talk to him already. Yeah, it keeps moving. Alright, we'll just leave and explore then a little bit, and then we'll probably call it a stream soon. But I'm just happy. Okay. I'm just happy we got to the next part, really.
Yeah.
Tap out, isn't that a real thing?
Yeah. Okay.
So this is telling me to go down and to the right. Oh, it's telling me to go in the hotel. Josiah, who's your favorite member of the WWE Hall of Fame? Alright, this is new, so this is good. So it means this is the right way to go.
I mean, I'm kind of waiting for God's induction into the Hall of Fame.
Might as well.
I mean, he had that one match.
Oh, here we go. Bard boy. Cages, really? What do I look like? Veal? You want to be Jacques?
Jacques.
Oh, God!
That was.
Yeah, you have maybe. A guy like me needs some freedom when he sleeps. Especially when I'm not sleeping alone, right? Hey, speaking of not sleeping alone, look at the couple right here. Oh, look, a Matt Bunny, too. Couldn't see you behind all the baby oil and spandex on these guys.
Matt Bunny, look here, you woolly son of... Hey, it's the Brooter. How you been?
Don't you know, the bro here is on the third string circuit. Probably why you haven't seen him around much.
Here for a fur versus fleece match. Loser has to shave. Should be fun.
Especially when I win. Nothing better than shaved. Did you animals know the jungle outside? Or where we can find a tribe of kidnapping reptiles? I must have drank a lot in a short time because I forgot about the kidnapping reptiles. Is this guy for real? Did you really just ask Moya that? Get out of here and take your... Oh yeah, Moa, okay, sorry. Get out of here and take your lousy brother with you. You don't know he's my brother.
Oh, Josiah says he prefers the Observer Hall of Fame.
I saw that,
as it has voting and credentials.
Look, yeah, because even if you disagree with who gets in there, at least I know how they get in there.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Brooder, why do you let them talk to you like that? Is this the be a man Hulk portion of the game?
Brother, that's the way the script's been written for me, man. It's not in my storyline to rub shoulders and talk back to guys like that. Even the donkey.
How funny would it be if at some point during this game he pulls his creative control card and goes, that doesn't work for me, brother.
Oh my god.
What about our battle in the jungle? What about your 26-inch coat? I feel like that number keeps changing.
It does.
What about your 26-inch cobras?
Man, save it, man.
Okay. Search elsewhere for a guide or maybe at the store? I could use a store right now, actually. God, I'm so excited now that we got to a new area. Gee, I wonder where the store is. Store.
Store. Go to the big sign that says store.
Excuse me, fish. Do you not know your way around the area? I guess I'll be, because you're the other two people anyway, so I'll be Radcon. I'm using a Radcon kind of voice here. What? You think this thing on my back is a... By the way, question, Bill, and maybe you remember this and I don't.
Okay.
What the fuck happened to Toy Box Jimmy?
Oh, he stayed back.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. What? You think this thing on my back is a GPS? I thought perhaps it was a fish finder, actually. Oh, that's really funny. You're a real sea punk, you know that?
Come on, there's no need to fry this guppy muchacho man. Not even Lent.
I miss doing the point box shimmy voice. Anyway.
Actually, I mean, it is Lent right now.
Yeah. Lent people, the worst. Was this Doc Croc?
Doc Croc.
Well, Doc Croc, I guess. Hey there, fellas. Here's my pop-up dentistry. Here for my pop-up dentistry event? The people here have been way better than my last clients, those lizards out in the bush.
Did you say lizards, brother?
Sure did, pal. They have zero appreciation for impromptu teeth cleanings. They live up past Rainforest Brainbuster, the Jungle Maze playset to the north. Wouldn't you be able to direct us to them, amigo? Crikey. Of course. Here, it's easy. Leave town to the north, go west by the monkey. When you reach Elephant, go south and around the bend. Bill, write this all down.
Let's see.
No doubt we'll need this for our next live stream.
Down to north. Go west
by the monkey.
When reach Elephant, go south and around the bend.
Okay. Follow your fives and not your fours, and never listen to a rhino.
Follow your fives?
If you get mixed up, just follow the birds. Thank you, Doctor. By the way, where did you get your degree? Yo, you're up.
What directions or lines?
Lines.
Brother. Oh, it was a little slow. Are you sure you grabbed enough gear in there, dude?
What? Are you worried that the Rainforest Brainbuster will give us trouble?
Not after the way we trashed that last jungle, brother. But just in case you need a little extra firepower, we can always throw something together on our own, dude.
What do you mean?
Back when I was a rookie, I used to make all my own costumes and gear. Here, let me show you.
I'm not doing any of this, by the way. What? How? Why am I? Now I'm doing it, but okay. Cloth keep? Wait. This is a crafting tutorial? Out of nowhere? Hold on a second. Josiah, do you see this? We're like literally we did 9 episodes, about 1 hour each, right? And then we did this episode, which is running pretty much about 3 hours. So we're 12 hours into this game, and now we're getting a crafting tutorial. Josiah, I need you to answer. Is this the latest an RPG?
Oh, mid-game.
Mid-game tutorial. This might be the latest I've ever seen for a crafting tutorial in my life. All right, anyway, Cloth King, fine. And then we'll get a trash heap buckler.
May as well, you've got everything you need.
Got everything. I got it all. Oh, heck no. Oh, okay. It's just me. Some Final Fantasy games have tutorials like 20 hours. I guess that's true. You're right. Yeah.
See? It's easy. Just be sure you have the ingredients of the recipe first, dude. Where do we get recipes from? Back in the day, I bought them from shops here and there. You may always find one laying around too, brother.
Yeah, in a game like this, it is unusual. Thank you. Like, it's not like this is a Final Fantasy game, or Dragon Quest game, or... Anyway. Well, let's keep rolling along. At this point, I'm just going for 3 hours, because it's 15 minutes until it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
By the way, Bill, I mean, look, I get it, like, you know, for me, I'm trying to get to know, like, you know, trying to get more experience with Twitch, but... Like, if there's ever a point that you're like, look, I gotta dip out, I'm cool with that, but I'm just letting you know. Like, just give me a heads up.
Yeah.
But I always expect at least two, though, when we do this, I would say that much. Oh.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, I'll just be on for another, like, 15 minutes or so. I think I'm just excited that we finally got to a new part. After the first hour and change being nothing. Wait, what'd that say?
Follow the birds to get through the maze.
Oh, wait. Well, that could be either way. I'm not doing this right now. I'm going to try to do something else. I don't feel like doing this. Bye. Unless it's the only thing I have to... this Muchacho Man sticker thing, or the... Uh-oh, what's this? What? No!
Oh, no!
No! All right, let's see how much progress we lost. I might just end it right here, then.
Oh, my God. If he lost everything. Mega Cat Studios.
Yeah, are you watching Mega Cat Studios? Look what just happened to me. I didn't touch anything! God, I know there's an autosave, but when was the last autosave? Oh, no!
No, again?
No way!
Oh, no!
That is the worst!
Oh, no!
I gotta do all that again now on my off-recording time.
Yep.
That sucks.
Here, let me send you the link.
I know, always remember. Yep, here I am, back at Camp Diet. Okay, guess what? This is probably going to be on the stream right now then, because, damn it. That sucks ass. I'm going to write to Mad Cat Studios now. Like, look what just happened. Literally on the stream. Alright, so here's what's going to happen. I am actually probably going to be done, because I'm not going to subject everyone to this again.
Thank you.
I'm going to obviously take some time to get back to where I was. I'll probably level up, do all of the stuff that I would usually do. But I'll tell you right now, I am not happy about this at all, and I'm very much downplaying it, because I've been drinking, and... Yeah. Because I am happy that we did actually progress. So. Bill, console me. Damn it. Console me.
Console me, woman.
say something positive here.
I mean, we did accomplish a big goal here. We were able to knock out those lights. and we were going to fight a rainforest or jungle or whatever.
You don't know that that was... You have no idea that that was what was going to happen.
Well, that's what they made it out to be.
No, I thought we were fighting the crocodiles that abducted that guy.
I don't know at this point.
Bill, come on now.
Keep your chin up.
Give me some words of encouragement, Bill. Come on.
I am giving you. Keep your chin up. Keep drinking. Say no to school. Drink your drugs. And,
wait, and, drink your drugs? Is that what you said?
And take your school. I have nothing.
Right. Final thoughts on Collision tonight.
It seemed okay. Probably one I don't ever have to be like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd see the whole thing. Can't wait for Sting's retirement match.
Yeah, I know that Bill's not a woman. You know, I'm going to sign off here, go to a bar. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign off, go to a bar, meet someone, and be like, look, I need you to console me because my WrestleQuest playthrough has
gone. I don't blame you.
To shit that.
I think my bar is closed that for the night, actually. So.
Wow, you know, early closing time. It's only 11:30 now.
I think. I have to look at their schedule.
I'll be like, look, I need to be comforted, woman, please. And if you don't, I'm just going to sit here and cry.
Look, it's too cold here at night. I don't feel like walking back. Just give me a beer.
Wait, was this Billy Gunn hit a Famouser and someone
bumped over the ropes?
Okay. What? Well, who got hit with the Famouser? That's the question.
Jacques Ass.
Jacques Rougeau?
No, Jacques Ass from the game.
Oh, from the game. Okay. Fine. All right, Bill, why don't you tell people where they can find you? Let's head out of here.
All right.
I'm done. I'm tired. And I know I'm going to do all this again.
You can follow me on Twitter at House of Bill, Instagram, MrBilliam85, and now that I have a Twitch, BoBull4.
Look at you. Now with a Twitch. All right, as for me, official RP Jimmy on Twitch and YouTube, and we'll catch you next time with some more WrestleQuest. Thank you everyone for joining, and especially Josiah, who, wait, what? I believe it was Boulder Bronson. He popped up and literally jumped over the ropes. It was incredible. You know what? I wish I could say I was excited, but I'm not because I lost my save file. So, I'm just going to be in an impressed mood for the rest of the night. Unless I find someone at a bar, a table, to say, you know what, Jimmy? It's okay that the WrestleQuest file didn't work out for you. It's okay, because I'm here for you. And Muchacho Man will be there tomorrow for you, as will I.
Oh my god.
I should totally bring like a hidden recorder and just talk to people. Like, babe, my WrestleQuest files it went down on me, and I don't know what to do. I feel so lonely and hurt and so not myself.
Oh boy.
Alright, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye.